Let us pray. Gracious God, be with us this morning. The whole world is getting ready for chips and salsa and big flat TV screen. And just, you know, we wish it would be New England Patriots who will be playing today, but it's not. So help us to be in worship. Help us to be happy. Help us to focus. And help us to offer you this day and every day of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes. A happy face. Who wants a sad face? Right? You know, Christians should be the happiest people on earth. Yes? Christians should be the happiest people on earth. Why? You know, because Jesus said in his words, in his own words, you know, one of his teachings is, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. I came to this earth so you may have life and have it abundantly and have it with a happy face, right? And so we are not always happy, right? There are times when you wanted to, how do you do that? You wanted to pull somebody else's hair, right? Or there are times when you wanted to swear. Or there are times when I was younger, I will accept, you know, I will confess to you, when I was upset, when I was on my 20s and 30s, I will get a pot. And then, making sure that no one is around, I don't want to hit anyone. And then I will throw it at the sink like a basketball, you know, pow! You know, that, and that is how I express my, you know, there are so many ways that we can express our anger. But that was how I was able to express my anger. But take a look at the personage pots and pans, they're fine. I have evolved from that. But we are not always, we struggle every day. We struggle every day. And we think that our society, right, even in school, the most popular, you know, you wanted to be, you know, to be happy is to be the most popular. To be happy is to have the best friends that are popular in high school. To be happy is to be in sports. To be happy is to get all A's in class. To be happy is to wear all those signatures. For kids, to be happy is to have a room full of toys, right? And for adults, oh, as we grow older, it becomes more. To be happy is to have, you know, a car. Not only a car. It needs to be a nice car. Not only a nice car. It needs to be, you know, they call it Beamer. I learned about that. BMW, you call it Beamer. Or a Lexus. Or to be happy is to have today, oh, the flat screen TVs were huge on sale last week because of the big TV. So even if you have 40, oh, let me have the 50 now. You have 50, oh, I want the 60. You have the 60, oh, I want the 80. It's just the happiness is based on material things. And Jesus came and modeled to us based from these Beatitudes, this Sermon on the Mount, that happiness is not on material things. Happiness or blessedness, I'm using happiness for the children and for the younger people to be able to connect, but it is deeper than happiness. Blessedness is deeper than happiness. It's joy that is coming from within. Happiness is not only based on material things. Happiness is not based on accumulating all these things that we want. Happiness is not based on having the power. Happiness is not based on being an eloquent speaker that you can convince everybody when you speak. Happiness doesn't mean that you are not suffering or you don't have pain or you don't have, or everything is well. Many Bible scholars Many Bible scholars agree that this Sermon on the Mount, we call Beatitudes, is one of the most finely written texts in the Bible. And many Bible scholars agree that these are not exactly the words of Jesus the way it is written, but this was modified by the writer or by the evangelist known as the author of the Gospel of Matthew. But happy or blessed are they. So Jesus was an excellent pastoral caregiver. You know, Pastor Eugene, wanted to be, after seminary, she wanted to pursue doctor of psychology to be a pastoral caregiver, pastoral counselor. And Jesus, and that is meaning you are one with those. You listen to those who are suffering. You listen to those who have problems. You listen to those who have concerns. And Jesus was, I believe, is a great pastoral caregiver. He understood those people who are mourning, who are grieving for those who have lost loved ones. He understood those who are hungry. He understood those who are poor. He understood those who are being bullied. He understood those who are experiencing loss of mobility, loss of employment, loss of housing. Jesus understood each one of them. That is why he delivered this message. Blessed are you, happy are you, when you are feeling hungry or poor in spirit or even poor financially. Because what? What does the Bible say? Happy are you because blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is with you. Blessed are you who forgive others, because you shall be forgiven. Blessed are you who grieve. Blessed are you who grieve. And I just remember I was talking about Patty Murphy, you know, your mom passed away just last January, after the holiday season. But Jesus said, blessed are you who mourns, who grieve, for God's comfort will be with you. To be happy, as what Jesus is explaining in this text, is not to be from any trouble. It's not to be, it's to be staying away and denying all these realities that we have in life. To be happy is to claim and to be grounded on Jesus' words. That is why it is very important for us, you know, to be focused. That after the calling theme, the theme of last two Sundays was the theme of God calling us, Jesus calling us, follow me, follow me, follow me. This time is, now we follow, what do? We have to be grounded. We need to be studying, grounded on the words of God, so that when we need them the most, and then God's comfort and God's strength come to us. And I will never forget. That is why it is very important. And I hope you can do it with your nephews, with your nieces, with your children, with your grandchildren, just to give them a phrase from the Bible, so that they remember that. Just like God is love. Love your neighbor. In everything, give thanks to God. Be still and know that I am God. And during the Bible study, we are studying Max Lucado's 3:16. And Max Lucado said there is power in reading and studying God's word. And to know that, we studied about Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Those who hope upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When do we need those words? Those who wait upon the Lord, when we are tired, when you almost are losing your you know, because the kids are stretching, you know, their limit as to how to discipline them. Or when the kids are faced with too much homework and there are too many exams. Or when there are loss in the family or something else that is happening in your life. And let me end with this. The next slide. So this is what I gave. This is what I gave the kids. And I will be giving it to them. So this is not mine. This is not my own creativity. I just got it, and it is from somebody else's work, from another website. And these have drawings of all this to connect with them. This is the dove. So blessed are those who are peaceful and try to stop others fighting. God will call them God's sons and daughters. And this cross, blessed are those who are kind and forgiving to others. They will be given the same. And the gift, you know, there is an illustration of the gift. Blessed are those who don't show off, but think of others first. They shall be given the earth. And here there is a lifesaver. Blessed are those who rely on God's help. Heaven is theirs. And here we have the chain that is broken. Blessed are those people who get into trouble for doing the right thing. If you do the right thing and you get into trouble, blessed are you. Happy are you. God's kingdom belongs to you. And there is a heart here. Blessed are those who try to please God in what they do and think. They will be with God. Blessed are those who want fairness. There is this, you know, the weighing, the scale. How do you call that? The scale. God will satisfy them. And here, a sad face. Blessed are those who are sad and upset. God will comfort you. Oh, I wish if we just, you know, if we just do this, we will not need, I will not need thumbs. I will not need Tums, 1,000 grams of calcium, what's that? Whatever is in there, I will not need those Prevacid or Zantac, because if we will just focus on, when I'm upset, the first thing that hit me is my stomach. I get acidic stomach. So I have to dwell on this. God, I have to inhale, exhale. God, blessed are those who are upset, because God's comfort will be with me. Let us ground each other. Let us ground our children, our grandchildren, our niece, our nephews, our children here in the church with the words that they can memorize. Because I remember fondly when my mom was working in Nigeria to support all 7 siblings to school. She worked in Nigeria as a teacher. And remember those aerogram letters? That you write letter, and then in that paper, that is the one that you fold and mail. And when I open those letters, she will send me letters almost every week. And there, she will write at the side. The whole page will be full, but on the side, she will leave a space and write there, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything shall be added unto you. And that has not left me wherever I go. And even the words, in everything you do, do it for God, not for men, or not for women, not for anybody else. In everything you do, do your best for God. This month we will be focusing on being grounded with the word. Trying to memorize the words that will help us to live our lives, so that in the midst of the troubles, in the midst of uncertainties, in the midst of chaos around us, we can be called blessed and happy because God is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.